Chapter 4. Nate looked east across rolling terrain, carved deep with escarpments and punctured by thorn grasses, mesquite, and cholla, the thorns of which seemed to leap off the cactus onto passing horse or man. He remembered thinking on his initial ride to Franklin that he had never seen such country. He had been through the big thicket and long-leaf piney woods of East Texas, gone farther east into the wilds of Arkansas, with its mountains of boulders and sheer drop-away cliffs, and he'd been over the vast expanses of Oklahoma, where he was born, the surface plains of which seemed often molded to a concavity, such was the weight of its flatness. In Oklahoma, the ground had always appeared to him to be resting. It was solid, packed firm under the hooves of countless horses, bison, and cattle, its ancient upheaval already done. Here in Texas, the ground first buckled and then plunged away, lowering to canyons or surging up into mesas, as though still in the act of formation. The Sierra Vieja stood at his back as he watched Deerling and Dr. Tom riding a short way ahead. From the time they had left Franklin, following south the floodplains of the Rio Grande to their first supply stop at Eagle Springs, Nate had instinctively lagged behind. It seemed somehow an imposition on seniority to ride next to them, although it wasn't only his junior status that gave him pause. It was more the sense of violating an unspoken social pact that made him loath to come within earshot. Watching the rangers together, he was struck again by their similarity, or, more to the point, their relatedness, although he knew for a fact they were not blood kin. Upon Nate's being sworn in to the Texas State Police, Captain Drake had spoken of Deerling's and Goddard's long career of rangering. 20 years together, almost as long as Nate had been alive. Border wars and Indian chasing for half their own lives. Drake had told Nate personally that if he chose to make a career of the law, he could do no better than attach himself to Tom Goddard and George Deerling. On occasion, Dr. Tom would drop back and point out animal markings in the sandy loam, or a weathered imprint carved into the rock. Often it was to warn Nate to look sharp, to scan the slight rises or abutments of